When the airship entered the valley, Arpely leaned over the railing to get a better view. He never grew tired of looking at the pristine lake that took up much of the valley floor. It was the main water source for everyone who lived within a 30-mile radius, the good and the bad. Stately pine and oak trees snuggled up close to the edge of the mountain, creating a wonderful hiding place for anyone interested in stealing his airship or killing him. "Looks good so far." He didn't know when he'd taken to talking to himself, but took comfort in the fact that there was no one here to witness it. Sometimes he just liked hearing a voice, any voice. The daily solitude was a way of life, and had been for many years. But there were times he missed sharing ideas and words with someone else. It didn't help knowing he was heading toward the loneliest place in the world, the Forbidden Lands. Arpely adjusted his goggles and leaned even farther over the railing, ever vigilant for what might be hiding in the forest. The nearby caves were supposedly inhabited by men who loved killing for the simple sport of it. The rumours were they ate their victims. In his 20 years of stopping at the foot of the mountains to refill the water tanks, there had never been any indication that these tales about the cave dwellers were true. It was quite possible the tall tales were just that. Tall tales. But it didn't hurt to keep a sharp lookout, just in case there was some grain of truth in them. The last thing he wanted was to wind up on a roasting stick. It would certainly have been far safer to refill his water tanks elsewhere, but Big Lake was the nearest source of water before heading over the mountains into the Forbidden Lands. Satisfied that all was well, Arpely ran over to the helm and checked all the gauges before pulling a lever that sent a plume of steam into the air. Slowly but surely, the airship began its descent. It skimmed over the tops of the trees before settling onto the bank of the lake. Arpely patted Eris's helm. "Way to go, girl. Another perfect landing." A couple of turns on a large brass wheel lowered the anchor until he felt it hit the ground. To make certain it was secure, he tugged it a couple of times before throwing the water hoses over the starboard side. Not wanting to lose his hat or goggles, he carried them over and set them down on the captain's chair. They had belonged to his father, and to his grandfather and great-grandfather, so he felt it his duty to protect them. Satisfied everything was secure, Arpely lowered the ladder, but then sat with one leg over the railing, casting a cautious eye over the area one more time. A flock of birds flew out of the trees closest to the lake. He held his breath and listened for any unusual sounds. And when none came, he rubbed his pocket watch for good luck before heading down. Arpely had nearly reached the bottom rung when an eerie wailing cut across the lake's usual silence. He halted mid-step, and chills ran down his spine. What the hell? Every sense snapped to full alert, and without thinking, he slipped the small handgun out of his jacket pocket before jumping the rest of the way to the ground. The lush green grass assured a quiet landing. Another cry filled the air, and he flattened himself against the ship and cocked the pistol. An unnerving silence then settled over the lake, somehow more alarming than the wailing. Which direction had the high-pitched sound come from? It was tempting to pull up anchor and get the hell out of here, but that would have meant backtracking to Little Lake. Damn! Totally unacceptable. It would set him back at least a couple of days. Not such a big deal any other time of the year, but winter was quickly approaching. The delay could easily make the return trip over the mountaintop as dangerous as hell. The wind currents were unpredictable once freezing temperatures reached those higher altitudes. The added threat of snow was also a worry. Any extra weight would make Eris sluggish.